begin the 5-second countdown. On three, turn on the volume and press stream. This right here.
Just once?
Just once. Not right now. Give him the 5-second countdown.
Okay. Ready?
Not yet, no.
He's ready.
I got it.
I can't leave the volume on for now.
Not right now. What is that?
I have no idea. I never heard it before.
Oh, let's see if your volume on your computer's on.
Let's see.
Just click on button. Make sure it's off.
Oh, you had on, you listening to music. That could be the one. Yeah.
Okay, ready?
One more thing. Hold on.
Ricky, I need you, man.
I'm right here.
I don't want to look this up.
Yeah, stay next to him, Mickey. She cannot come get you. Please stay. You can eat right next to him comfortably, but keep an eye on him if he needs you.
Come on, when you're ready.
I'm almost there. Whoa.
Yeah.
Something's wrong there. You guys are going to figure it out, and I'll let me when you're ready. I'm ready almost now. I need some water later on.
Ricky, what's that sound? I have no idea. I think it's a speaker echoing because there's another speaker over here.
Okay, here.
I know what's going on.
Hello, this is Payman Motahede, the founder and president of Freedom Love.
So when you're ready, we'll be ready to go to give you that countdown model.
Okay, very good, sir.
Good. So, Nate, do you remember how I said cut and fade?
Oh, gosh. I don't know how to do it.
There's no difference. One just transitions slowly, and one's cut. Mm-hmm. It cuts to it.
So, click fade. I'm going to fade.
Okay.
That's just like 2, 5, 4, and then what do you fade? With what order did I push them in?
Okay. So, two most important things. We need to see him,
mm-hmm.
and we need to be streaming.
Yep.
And sound. And sound.
So, do sound first, and then click fade, and then stream. Or stream and fade.
Stream and then fade.
Okay. Okay, ready?
Yes, and give me some water in a little bit, okay? I put the cup here on the ground here. Okay, I need some water.
Oh. I guess, yeah.
Okay, good. Do it.
Okay.
5, 2, 1, and then silent. All
5, 4, 3.
Welcome, my friends, to Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour on this January 30th, 2020. I am Payman Motahede, the founder and president of Freedom Law School, and your host for this weekly program, where every Thursday night at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone, I bring you another edition of the Freedom Hour, educating you about the U.S. Constitution, the law, your rights, and how to live free of oppressive taxation and control. And I've been saying for over 27 years that there is no law that requires the average American like you and me to file and pay the federal income tax. But do not believe me. Do not believe the government, anybody on the internet. We will look up the laws for ourselves. You will read the law as published by the United States House of Representatives, as said by the U.S. Supreme Court, for yourself. And you decide what's the law or not, clearly. So with that, folks, we're going to cover the topic tonight, which is, part 3 of the question, Is there a law that requires the average American, like you and me, to file up income tax or not? Part three tonight is on the question of Washington, D.C. Does the federal income tax only apply in the Washington, D.C.? Or does it apply in all 50 states? That's a question that the Freedom Movement has been around for a long time. I'm delighted to tonight be able to give you a definitive, clear answer. So hang in there, folks. Okay, I'm going to go through some clicks on the computer, okay, to show it to you. But I'm so excited about this because, folks, now that you can look up these laws for yourself on internet, it's absolutely amazing. You know, I had to go to a physical law library back in mid-1990s, park, find a book, and pay 15 cents for the fuller copy of the pages of the law that I wanted to, you know, go ahead and use later on for myself. But now you can follow me along, and you can look it up for yourself at your house, in your wherever you are, by clicking the button on your smartphone or at your personal computer, see the law for yourself. So we don't have to go by what anybody says except Congress, the United States, and the Supreme Court. It's going to be right there for you. So exciting. So follow along with me. Now, if you've not been to Freedom Law School's website, folks, be sure to go to livefreenow.org, folks. Here it is, our website, folks, livefreenow.org. And here, what you want to do, folks, at livefreenow.org, okay, on the front page, you know, go down and request sign up to receive your free freedom education package tonight. It'll be sent you at no charge, okay? You can get started by filling out the information right here, okay? And then after you do that, what you do is click, yes, I want free freedom education. And then you're going to email back that you actually do want it, and we'll send you by a regular basis, like once every 10 days, these lessons on the left-hand side you see as part of your program. And more education material will be emailed to you little by little to educate you about these things. But a package will also be mailed to you by U.S. mail at Freedom Law School's cost. It costs Freedom Law School about $5 to create and mail each one of these packages to you, but it will be mailed to you at no charge. I got to make a quick announcement before I forget, folks. After 6 years of not doing any seminars, I'm going to be doing a special one-day seminar February 29th in Tampa, Florida, the only place in the whole country. I got people already as far as California are made reservations to this limited space event, exposing IRS fraud and solutions, my friend. Yes, solutions that will work for you, okay? February 29th, and if you click on these tabs to register, folks, okay? When you do that, you get the order form will come up to send for registration. Here it is, order form comes up, and there it is. You fill it out and send it to Freedom Law School. It's $200 per person. It includes a hot lunch, $250 at the door. So do not wait at the door, okay? Do it right now. And if you're 30 years old and under, it's free. Yes. That means, you know what that means? What that means, I know average age of most of you watching this is 52 or 55. So you have children, grandchildren, nieces, nephews. I want you to bring them at my expense. We have to invest in the future of America, my friends. So bring your children, grandchildren, okay, nephews, nieces. We split up. We're going to take care of your children at this nice Ramada Hotel by Tampa International Airport. They will pick you up for free from the airport, get a flight to Tampa or Orlando if you want to, but on by Tampa Airport. And your hotel will bring you down there, take you back to the airport, no problem. You just got to, if your children or grandchildren are under 30, you just got to pay for their lunch, $30 a person. Okay, so be sure to come to this event. It's limited seating, folks. Do not wait till last minute. Limited seating. So, you know, you do it and you set cash only too, because you give up your privacy. No credit cards, money orders, anything except green and blue Federal Reserve notes. We take gold and silver also, for those of you that may be interested in that. Okay? All right, folks. So I'll make those announcements. Let's get to the topic tonight. And then I'll be answering your questions, folks, okay? About this topic or any other freedom topic that you are interested in knowing about, okay? Every Thursday night, I answer your questions at the end of the presentation part of the Freedom Hour. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to look up the Internal Revenue Code, which is the federal laws on taxes. This is the Internal Revenue Code, my 1999 copy, okay, I got from late, great Irwin Schiff. And the whole doggone thing is, as you can see, toilet paper thin, tiny print, paperwork. You know, over 100,000 sections and subsections, okay? Well, this is one part of federal law. There's 54 categories of federal law on Indians, money, banking, you know, military. Taxes is one of those 54 categories or titles, which they call United States Code, abbreviated as USC. The 26th category is on tax laws of the federal government. They call out the Internal Revenue Code, which again, as you see here, is the printed copy of it. Everybody these days looks online, though. You don't find that many printed copies anymore, but it's very handy. It has its benefits also. So we're going to look up. I'm going to show you how you could do exactly what I'm doing for yourself, okay, on there. So we're going to go to my screen, okay. We're going to go on here and type in with me 26 space USC space 7701, okay, and then add at the end house.gov, okay. Now let me tell you what I did. By the way, I don't use Google. Don't use Google whenever you can. DuckDuckGo.com is a great private search engine. I recommend that. Start page is a private one, but doesn't give you good searches, search results. So use DuckDuckGo.com. Okay, Google is part of the enemy. So you go and you search. You just looked up Category 26 of United States Code, Section 7701, and you want a House of Representatives section, United States House of Representatives. And here the link comes right here. Okay, definitions. Definitions are very key. Very important, my friends. Yes. Very important. So we're going to right-click on that and open that link in a new tab. Okay. And here comes the answer. There it is. You see, what is this thing, folks? This is printed by the Office of Law Review Council of the United States House of Representatives. Okay. And here it is. Definitions from Title 26 Internal Revenue Code. All right. Let's scroll down. 7701 definitions. It defines many things you take for granted, like the term person, you know, corporation, you know, foreign, domestic. You know, look at this. They the term, you know, for example, we covered this before, withholding agents, right? Domestic building and loan association has a detailed, you know, description of what it is. All kind of stuff are specifically defined in a very specific way, including husband and wife. Look at that. You need five lines to define husband and wife. We're going to go up and look up the term United States, and the term states. One at a time. So this is what 7701A16. I'm sorry, A9. 7701A. Here we are. 9, United States. Right? And so it says, the term United States, in quotes, when used in a geographical sense, well, that's exactly what we are looking for, folks, right? I mean, geographical sense is the one that matters, right? Where's the geography? Is the United States the 50 states? Is it D.C.? Is it Washington, D.C. and the 50 states? How about does it include Puerto Rico, Guam, Mariana Islands, you know, Puerto Rico? What does it include or not, right? So let's go. See, here the term 50 states includes only the states and the District of Columbia. Ah, look at that. Only the states and the District of Columbia. Well, we have to, I guess, look up what is the term state means, right? Because that makes a difference here. So let's look up the word state to see what that means, because that apparently makes a big difference in this whole thing, right? So the term state shall be construed to include the District of Columbia, fine, where such construction is necessary to crowd the provisions of this title. That is strange. So that seems to be, we're back to the whole thing that state is the same as Washington, D.C. That's interesting. Yeah, well, so people say, come on, Pamela, this can't be. You tell me the whole Internal Revenue Code applies to Washington, D.C.? Because that's what the definition is. You see in here, United States, it means District of Columbia. Is that really so? Well, I'll tell you what. I'll prove it to you additional ways. Okay, we're going to go down and look at the history of this law. When it was a statute in 1954, they enacted the law. See, these codes are actually the statute written. They put it in a code. Then they modified the statute and they modified the code. Then they modified the statute again and they modified the code again. So we were going to look up now the 1954 and a couple other revisions of this law together at the same website, okay? So we're going to go down here, folks, to the history of this law. If you go down at the end of all of these long-winded definitions, many of them are, right? We're going to come across the history of the statutes of this. Look at that. My gosh, I'm still going down. We're not there. So do you think these definitions matter? Why the Congress took the time to make these very specific definitions? Yes, it does. So here we are on this page on the bottom left. Top left. You see August 16, 1954. This is the original statute of this law in 1954. We're going to right-click on that and open that link in a new tab. And here it is. Not going to highlight this one, folks. So you need to look closely. This is the original one. It scanned it in the – it was on paper, scanned it in the system. Oh, look at that. Definition, Section 7701 of the Internal Revenue Code, obviously, is what it is, right? Same language. When using this, by the way, I forgot to tell you guys in this whole thing. The definition says at the beginning, when used in this title, were not otherwise distinctly expressed or manifestly incompatible with the intent thereof, the person means this. All this stuff means that. So basically, in this title, these are definitions. Unless there's a different definition, somehow this is a fallback overall definitions that Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, is Okay? So remember, if you don't know what the definition is, it is this. They might define it differently some other places, but that's what it is by default. So here we look at 7701 again. Here it is, when it was enacted. Let's go down and look at United States and state. Oh, look at that. Here it is. United States, 9, right? The term United States, when used in a geographical sense, includes only the states, the territories of Alaska and Hawaii, and the District of Columbia. Oh, that's funny. Huh. Why is Alaska and Hawaii of all places there? That's kind of odd. Huh. Well, let's look up state. Right, next one. The term state shall be construed to include the territories and the District of Columbia where such construction is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title. Oh, okay. So, territories. Okay, the territories were Alaska, Hawaii, and Puerto Rico and those things. That's funny. You would think the states include the 50 states, right? But no. It includes D.C., and territories, because territories are not the states. They're not the 50 states. You see, America, folks, is not one country. It's 50 countries in a union. Each state is sovereign. California, Florida, New York, they're all sovereign countries like France, Germany, and Italy in the European Union, with some minor powers delegated by the states to the federal government, like the European Union has. So we're going to go back to this issue and research it further. I'm going to show you that when Alaska and Hawaii became states, they were removed from this list. Now, if I can show that to you, that will be proof that the other 48 states, when this law was passed in 1954, were not included. California, Texas, New York were not included in 1954, but Alaska and Hawaii were. When Alaska and Hawaii became states, they were taken off the list. I'll show it to you right now. Let's look together, okay? We're going to go back to the law. And then we have section 7701, and we're going to go click on more of this history a little bit more together. After 1954, the next one was right here. Is June 25, 1959. Look at that. June 25th. Remember that date. Why June 25? Because that's Alaska became a state. I'll prove that to you, okay? Just right-click on that. Open that link in the new tab. And I already have that open for you. Let's see. Okay. Well, before we do that, let me show you. Alaska, what became a state? So I already went on search for you. Alaska became a state year on duckduckgo.com. I searched that. The answer came, okay, I like one of them. I put reference.com, okay? Open that link in a new tab. It's a well-known thing, guys. Hawaii, okay, and very, very well-known. When did Hawaii become a state in Alaska? Let me make this a little bit smaller. This is a little too much zoom here for you guys. Here we go. When did Alaska and Hawaii become states, right? Alaska became the 49th state to enter a union on January 3rd, 1959. Later that year, Hawaii would become the 50th state on August 21st, 1959. Remember those dates, folks. Okay? January and August 1959. So that's why you see this law was passed. Here it is, the law, in June 1959, June 25th, because they have to change a lot of stuff and take Alaska out of those laws. Okay, this page, you can go back slowly on your own, read it if you want to. I'm going to scroll down slowly. It's all about taking Alaska out of a lot of different definitions, about United States definitions and different laws. But as far as the Internal Revenue Code definition goes, you go to here, the very bottom of it. Ooh, look at that. G, very last paragraph. section 7701A9, the one we're reading, of the Internal Revenue Code of 1954, relating to the definition of, quote, United States, unquote, is amended by striking out, quote, the territories of Alaska and Hawaii, and inserting in lieu thereof, territory of Hawaii. How do you like that? They specifically put back Hawaii because Hawaii was still a territory in June of 1959, but Alaska was taken out because Alaska is not a federal territory any longer. It's a state. Now, let's go back and we're going to find the same thing about Hawaii. Okay. The next revision of the law was in July, July 12, 1960. Congress was a little bit slow this time. Let's open that link in a new tab. And we can do that, and I have it open here for you. July 12, 1960, Internal Revenue Code. Again, this is about Hawaii, okay? So you go down, but if you'd like interest, look at this one. Under this one right here, the Continental United States, the term Continental United States means the District of Columbia and the states other than Alaska and Hawaii. This is the Internal Revenue Code. How about that? This is Section 18A1. How about that, folks? Congress knows to use the word the states, okay? Or, you know, if they want to. But states, of course, is the same as before. Doesn't make a difference. Okay, let's go down. At the very bottom of this thing almost, here it is, an I, section 7701A9 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1954 relating to definition of United States is amended by striking out the territory of Alaska, because Alaska now is no longer a territory. And Section J, Section 7701A10 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1954, relating to the definition of state, is amended by striking out the territory of Hawaii. How about that? And look at this. K says the amendments contained in subsection A through J, what we just read, of this section shall be effective as of August 21st, 1959. They backtracked the law to August 21st, 1959. Why? Because that's when Hawaii became a state. On the day Hawaii became a state. So that was exactly the reason, the intent, why they did that. It's all pretty clear, huh? Now, I know you're wondering why this is crazy. How can they do it? Why are they doing it? Well, I'll tell you a little short story about it. Bottom line is the U.S. Constitution limits the taxing powers of the federal government in certain ways, which we'll cover another time. Okay? And it was problematic for the federal government to try to tax activities and people in the 50 states other than imports or excise and privileges. So when it comes to writing the laws in 1930s, when it started to try to get the income tax really going on hoodwink the American people, that communist, socialist, criminal President Franklin Roosevelt, they wrote the laws as applying only to Washington, D.C. But they didn't tell the American people that the laws applied to only to D.C. Think back to the 1930s, folks. Law libraries were very few. Only judges and lawyers had them. And books were expensive to print back then. Those series of law books were very expensive. So when the law was enacted, nobody would get to see it and check it out. So they got to get away with the deception and lie, knowing that American people would never read the law for themselves. Now, you can see it for yourself. And you see, we've been lied to. They've been hoodwinked. So in 1930s, they got the Social Security Act done that way, late 1930s. And they said, oh, that was good. In 1940s, they did that same thing with a regular income tax applying to the average American. That's basically what they did. But why? Why write the law that applies to D.C.? What's this big deal about D.C.? Why is that D.C.? Well, remember, folks, Washington, D.C. is a 10-square-mile seat of the federal government. Okay? That's where the federal government has exclusive jurisdiction over that 10-mile square. And the founding fathers did that because they wanted the federal government not be under influence of any states. If it has to be a seat of the federal government in New York or Pennsylvania or Virginia or some other state, then that state could maybe strong arm and muscle in on federal government. Hey, you're in our state. We could kick you out. So in order to not to happen, that 10 mile of swamp land for the swampy creatures was given by three states. Given the federal government, you can do whatever you want. The federal government has exclusive jurisdiction over Washington, D.C. Right? But then, in 1895, something else happened. A ship was blown by America. It was an inside job. And blamed on the Spain. So you have an excuse to go against war with Spanish. Just like 9/11 was an inside, well, that was an outside job by Israeli Mossad that Zionists covered up, and like Dick Cheney and those guys. But World War II was a setup job. World War I was a setup job also to get us into war. So 1895 was one of those. So was the War of the States with Lincoln. It was all set up. All these wars were set up, folks. I don't want to get digressed too much. But so as a result of that war, Spain lost many of her colonies to the United States. They lost Philippines and Puerto Rico were the main two land masses that the United States took from Philippines. And so tax laws were passed regard to Philippines as part of the United States, and the Supreme Court had to decide. And the case was called Downs versus Bidwell. Downs versus Bidwell, whether the Congress could tax items and things from, you know, Philippines, and the restrictions of the U.S. Constitution's taxing powers applies there or not. And short, Supreme Court said no. Supreme Court said in Downs versus Bidwell that the territories of the United States, like Philippines and Puerto Rico, you know, they are just like Washington, D.C., basically. And many provisions of the Constitution do not really apply there, especially about the issue of taxation, which was before the court. So when it comes to taxation, the limits on the taxing powers of the U.S. Constitution do not apply. Because, after all, Philippines and Puerto Rico are same as United States, same government, and it's like taxing within the same state, basically, because they're all United States, same thing. So it's like going one part of Pennsylvania to another part of Pennsylvania, send an item. We can tax any way you want to within that. United States, whatever that is, D.C., Puerto Rico, and Philippines. So the case is a long case. Convoluted language. I'll bring it up to you, but I want to show you a little bit about what that case in summary says. You can read it more for yourself later on, okay? That case, but before I get to here it is, Downs versus Bidwell. We're going to go look it up. Here it is, okay? Downs versus Bidwell. I typed it in. Search it. When you search Downs versus Bidwell, I usually do not go to Wikipedia. I don't like them. They're the enemy, but once in a while they're good. I use them in this case. Downs versus Bidwell. Okay? And what does it say in this case? Dallas versus Goodwill. The resulting decision narrowly held that the Constitution did not necessarily apply to territories. Okay? Instead, the U.S. Congress had jurisdiction to create law within territories in certain circumstances, particularly in those dealing with revenue taxes, that is, which would not be allowed by the Constitution for the proper states within the Union. Wow. Look at that, folks. Bingo. Right? Congress had jurisdiction to create laws within the territories, particularly in those dealing with revenue, which would not be allowed by the U.S. Constitution for the proper 50 states of the Union. Okay, that's the key thing, folks, in the case of Dallas versus Bidwell. Okay, so, and became known as the insular cases. Okay, these cases. And if you look up insular cases, folks, I did that. And what are the insular cases Wikipedia says on that? Here it is. The court established a doctrine of territorial incorporation, okay, which the Constitution applies fully only in incorporated territories such as Alaska and Hawaii. See, incorporated territories are those that the U.S. federal government deems on a path to statehood. See, if they become a state very soon, it's not really a territory. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court ruled the Constitution applied only partially in the newly unincorporated Puerto Rico, Guam, and Philippines. Okay. So the key thing, again, go back to is about the whole taxation thing that have here. Now, here's a case of Dallas and Bidwell, folks. I opened it up here before on Justia.com, and here it is. What does it say? The island of Puerto Rico is not a part of the United States. It is about Puerto Rico and Philippines. Within that provision of the Constitution, which declares that all duties, imposts, and excises shall be uniform throughout the states. Why? There is a clear distinction between such provisions of the Constitution as go to the very root of the power of the Congress to act in all irrespective time or place, such as operative only throughout the United States or among the several states. So, again, this is about taxation. When it comes to taxation, the federal government in the territories is not limited by the taxing clauses of the Constitution. That's the big holding of this case. That's where they start doing this. And folks, these definitions are critical. They are key. You cannot ignore them. And it doesn't matter what you think, what the term obviously means, they are key. And I'll show it to you with another Supreme Court case. We're going to wrap it up, okay? So here we are, folks. We're going to go and look up and have together this case of Meese versus Keene. M-E-E-S-E, V period. K-E-E-N-E. It's a Supreme Court case. Look it up. When it comes up, I like the second one here. Me at finelaw.com. Open up in the new tab. Okay. And here it is. Meese versus Keene. 1987 U.S. Supreme Court case. Okay. And what is this? Meese versus Keene says we have to go down to page 484. Here, I already have it highlighted, folks. Toward the end of the case, right? What does it say? It is axiomatic that the statutory definition of the term excludes unstated meanings of that term. What does the term axiomatic mean? I thought you might ask. So I looked it up. I looked up the term axiomatic definition, right? When I did that, Oh, I like the definition from Merriam-Webster. What does axiomatic mean? Let's open it up. Definition of axiomatic, taken for granted, self-evident. Oh, it's obvious. It's self-evident, right? So what's self-evident, right? What self-evident is, here we go, folks, that the definition of the term, unstated meanings of that term. That term normally may mean other stuff, but if in law, statutes or law, the definition is not there, it's not there. It refers to other case of Colluti versus Franklin, another Supreme Court case. Okay? This is well known principle of law. And what does the court say? As judges, it is our duty to construe, which means interpret, legislation, which means laws, as it is written. We, all of us folks, not just judges, have to understand, construe, interpret laws as they are written, not as it might be read by a layman like you and me. Layman is the average person. Or as it might be understood by someone who has not even read it. Yes. Nobody has read the law. Until tonight, you guys had not read the definition of state of the United States in turn, turn on the code. Right? You didn't know this big, thick, mysterious book of Torah Revenue Code that they say, it's the tax laws of America. It says right there that it applies only in D.C. and territories. Right? Now, let me tell you something. If Congress wants the law to apply to 50 states, they can do that. Yes. I'm going to bring up a code section for you guys, folks, and you're going to see exactly that. I'm going to do this one with you, okay? Let's go to my screen. We're going to type in, well, folks, together, 26 space, USC, space, 4612, section 4612, space, house.gov. You can do it at home just like me. Here it comes. Let's open that link in a new tab. And let's go down. Here it is, folks. 26 USC, 4612, definitions and special rules. Okay. See, this is from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code, Subtitle D, Miscellaneous Excise Taxes. Chapter 38, Environmental Taxes. Subchapter 8, Tax on Petroleum. It's an excise tax on petroleum, like you get oil. If you get an oil rig in your backyard, you want to get oil out, you can pay tax on that. So guess what? There are definition and special rules that applies here, right? So it says, A, definitions for the purposes of this subchapter, right? This subchapter on tax on petroleum, right? You see it right there. This is tax on petroleum. That's what this subchapter is. Let's go down. Oh, look at that. A4 is United States. Let's read that, folks. In general, the term United States means the 50 states. Oh, look at that. District of Columbia, the Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, any possession of the United States. Oh, they just add any possession that we may not have listed. It's there. The Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands, which I bet most of you did not know it was part of the United States, and the trust territory of the Pacific Islands, which I doubt any of you knew even was part of the United States. They're all are there along with the 50 states. See? Congress, if they want to, they know about the 50 states. They didn't forget it. Okay? Because the tax on petroleum is an excise privilege tax, which the Constitution allows to be in all the states and the territories. It just got to be uniform. You know, taxing on oil, digging oil in California, Texas, New York is the same. Same rate. So that's proof for you folks right there. This doggone book, the Internal Revenue Code, folks, was written to apply to Washington, D.C. only. 10 Mars Square, seat of the government. That's why last Freedom Hour, on January 23rd, 2020, I showed you the word trade and business, okay, which I'll show you again quickly right now, applies to someone who performs functions of public office. Let's go back. We're going to look at that as a quick refresher for you guys, folks, okay, since we have it open. Let's look at, you know, here on my computer screen, we're going to go back to Section 7701, Definitions of the Internal Revenue Code. And you go down to A26, right? And you think trade or business means anybody involved in a business, right? But 26 says, surprise, the term trade or business includes the performance of the functions of a public office. Wow. When you are a politician, a judge, or a bureaucrat, you are involved in the trade or business. Right? That's what it says. Look again what it says. Right? The term trade or business includes the performance of the functions of a public office. Right? But again, we had no access to law library, folks. We couldn't go look up these stuff. Irwin Schiff didn't know about this stuff. Bless his soul, Irwin. Thank you for all the good work you did all those decades. People like him that paved the way for Freedom Law School to be able to get this stuff, folks, to the level that they did. Now, Freedom Law School can take it to a higher level, more specific on the money. So what does that mean? The laws are written correctly. They're being misapplied to the people of the 50 states. And by the way, other territories perhaps could be argued, like Puerto Rico. But anyhow, isn't it time, folks, that we take back our government, restore American government? This is not my opinion, folks. You read the law. You need to do your part, my friend, as I'm trying to get this information to as many people as you can. Don't you? Get this presentation, other presentations on this topic, to your friends on Facebook, your email list, anybody you know on social media. Get it out to everybody. We need to restore America to its original roots, because people cannot afford good food, mostly cheap food, too many sugars and breads and corn and soy and garbage, because they cannot afford to eat good food like grass-fed beef or wild seafood. Good nutritious food, they're sick, in pain, because a good part of your money stolen from you. Stolen by misapplying the Internal Revenue Code, the income tax, to the average American. We need to stop that. And we need to, as part of this, confront everybody about it, especially Congress, because they're letting the deep state IRS do this. Yes, they're letting the deep state IRS do this stuff. And employers, third parties, anybody you're dealing with, get it out to them. Print out the law as published by the United States House of Representatives. Laws are published so we all follow them. What's the point of them? If the laws are published and the company you work for or somebody else that you know says, well, I'm just doing what my accountant says I'm supposed to do, or I'm doing what my tax lawyer says I'm supposed to do, or what the IRS employee on the phone or letter said that. When did a letter from IRS office become law? Huh? Did these unknown bureaucrats make law? Are we supposed to have a republic where we the people have our, we choose the government? We the people through our elected people in Congress. Or and the 50 states. Or some unknown bureaucrat that get together in D.C. along with the buddy judges and get to make law to fit the system the way they're doing things. Because that's what we have right now today. The executive and the judicial branch have conspired, okay, and are changing the law to fit the corrupt criminal misapplication of the income tax. That's been going on now for over 7 years. Okay? So, folks, that's what Freedom Law School is here for. To educate you. We can take political action and legal action. They're both combined. It's a legal and political combined. Do your part. Okay? That's why, folks, let me show you. You got to write to Congress about these things. Now, I've got some letters on Freedom Law School's website to write to Congress, but I'm going to show them real quick. This is something I intend to add later on when I get a chance. I'm so busy, I got to write a letter about this. And when you write letters, you attach these laws and court cases with your letter to Congress to educate them, because they don't know this stuff either. Politicians, lawmakers, as they're supposed to be, they're merely people that won popularity contests. They need to be educated. Okay? So let's go to Freedom Law School's website at livefreenow.org, right? Livefreenow.org, and go under Education Materials and go to third down tab, Educate Congress. Okay, when you go there, right now I have here where is the oath of office to uphold and defend the Constitution and laws from enemies, foreign and domestic. This is Donald Trump. Video of him taking the oath to be a president. Without that oath, he could not become president. No matter how many votes he got, how many electoral colleges Trump won, he could not be president without taking that oath. Nor any federal government employee, politician, or judge, or bureaucrat could be perform that function of public office without doing that. Because the video on basically to stop filing and paying income tax. I'll tell you what, watch this. You want to know more about it? Check it out. It's there for you, okay? So I've got sample letters about this. I'm going to improve with more stuff on this page. Here's one of them. Reader's agreement letter. This batch is about the, I'm going to open up this one, the first one. It's about a sample letter about Joel Bannister, the former IRS special agent, Joel Bannister, who defected to the freedom movement, exposed income tax fraud, wrote a book about it, which the IRS failed to refute. Some attachments, it's all there. Okay? So, this is one example, but I will do more for you guys on the issue of stopping income tax withholding, stealing from your paycheck. Here on the education materials, go down to how to stop income tax withholding. When you click on that, and I got a sample letter here to send out to your congressman, and then after writing your congressman, to write to your employer, company you work for. Sample letters are right there. The laws cited are here hyperlinked. Exact location, you can find them. The House of Representatives website, Supreme Court case. Okay? It's all right there, folks. Done there for you. So, when I get a chance, folks, I'll do more on this topic too and other things, okay? Well, you got to write Congress. You rely on the law. That way the IRS will not want to try even attempt to think about putting you in jail. because you're exposing their fraud. See, most people don't do the homework. That's where they get in trouble. Most patriots aren't true. I'm a sovereign, state citizen or straw man, redemption, expatriation, repatriation, not using zip code on my mail, UCC, common law versus admiralty jurisdiction, all kind of stuff like, my name in capital letters, object to that. All kind of missed theories are out there, and that's why they go to prison. They don't know how to handle a deep state. Folks, I've been at it since 1992. You're looking at a man who has not filed and paid the regular income tax for 30 years. 30. IRS knows it. Since 1993, I have been under criminal investigation or civil money investigations or other investigations, sometimes multiple ones, to try to stop me from educating you. And they can't, because it's all First Amendment free speech, association, press, right to assemble together with like-minded people for the redress of a grievance against a crooked, corrupt government. Okay, that's the core of America, what it's about, and the Constitution. They cannot touch us. So go out there. Have fun. Post this stuff anywhere you know. Okay? And wake up our fellow Americans. Start with your family members, friends, co-workers, and let's do our part to get our country back. Right now is a tax season. People are interested, knowing about it. So what you want to do, let's go to my screen again. I'm going to show you what you want to do is go again. Under education materials at Freedom Law School's website, the Income Tax Reward. Click on the Income Tax Reward page, folks. Look at that. Get rich quick. Collect Freedom Law School's $300,000 Income Tax Reward. Wow. Send this to all your friends. Watch this 2-minute video about the reward. 2 minutes only, folks. And then, folks, here it is. $100,000 for 3 questions. $300,000 total. Here are the 3 questions about the income tax. You can download you can send a link to your friends on your smartphone to watch it, or email list, or Facebook page, or Twitter, whatever. Or you can click on this, and the download will be at the bottom left of the flyer. You can have this flyer that will come up. Oh, doesn't come up, folks. Remind me, James, we got to put Word on this computer, okay? So we can open this thing. Folks, sorry, you cannot use this thing right now. You cannot see the flyer, okay? But you can download a flyer about it, how you can get up to $600,000, okay? If you get an IRS lawyer or any IRS employee, lawyer, or judge to make their claim with you. That's right. If you get an IRS employee to make the claim with you for the $300,000, or any lawyer, or any judge, or by the way, any certified public accountant, CPA, I'll double it. $300,000 for you, $300,000 for the expert professional, right? And for 20 years, folks, this reward has been there, no one has been able to collect it, and only one credible claim was made, attempted. Look at this, folks. By this former deep state, now character, Jonathan Siegel was a Department of Injustice lawyer, appellate section, who argued cases before the Federal Courts of Appeal. He's now a law school professor at the prestigious George Washington University Law School in D.C., right? That's him. He made the claim. You can read about who he is. And if you go to this link up there, open that link in a new tab, bam, you can read his email and my email, including the spelling and grammatical mistakes, okay, about both of us. It's there. Read it, okay, how he lost. and he didn't even try it again. I offered him another chance to get a Department of Injustice lawyer to go with him or judge to make the claim. He didn't even try. That was in April 2016, almost 4 years ago. Okay. We're going to go to your questions now, folks. To ask questions, folks, you can call the number 657-383-1755. Again, the number for if you want to ask questions is 657-383-1755. And then press 1 if you have a question on your telephone keypad, and I will answer your questions. While you do that, I'm going to go to some of the comments and questions on YouTube. By the way, we're going to be on Brighteon and BitChute very soon. We got a few videos there in case YouTube shuts off our channel. You want to be on our mailing list, email list, so we don't lose contact. You see, Freedom Laws will disappear. What happened? Okay? Be sure to get our free Freedom Education Package. Okay? So we'll be in touch with you. Okay. Let's see. So some nice comments from Atlas Powers. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate that. Some people say end the Fed, the Federal Reserve. Absolutely. Income tax first. Then the Federal Reserve we're going to get rid of. Then the fractional reserve banking system. We're going to do all that, okay? And Atlas says the entire thing is wordplay and trickery. Yes. Deception, fraud, and fear. That's right, okay? Okay, let's see. Well, not just different commentaries on there. I don't see any questions. Okay. Someone says, is it true or not that the zip code is a territory of the United States? No, it's not. Okay. So don't worry about the zip code argument. You can use zip code on your mail. It's just fine. It will not affect anything. Okay. So let's see what else we got. The government of the United States is de jure. It is what it is. They're just breaking the law because they can. Because IRS says what we're doing has been upheld by the judges, the priests of the system. All holy judges have approved our powers to do this. And what you say is frivolous because the holy judges in black robe said it's okay. That's how the system works. Okay? To them, judges are God. Gods have spoken, you know. Judges are human beings too. They're part of the government. They step on and, you know, spit on their oaths of office they took. Why? Because judges say, I'm not going to be the one guy or the little group of us to upset the apple cart of these 70 plus years old income tax system saying it's illegal. Government's lied to you. I'm not going to do that. That's why. Okay. So let's see what other questions we have here. So somebody asked, will you be eligible for Social Security or Medicare if you have not filed for 30 years? Look, Brother John, I don't like the social system. I wish it wasn't there. I don't have to be stolen money from to be given to somebody else. So why are you asking me on this Libertarian Freedom channel about taking money out of the system that you're not even putting nothing in it? Come on, brother. You're better than that. Okay, now if you want, you can do that, yes. I know people who've never worked one day in America, immigrants who get Social Security checks. You can do that too. Me, I won't. But it's up to you, okay? Atlas Power says, how do we get off the system, bro? Well, brother, that's what I'm trying to do. Very good question. The way I'm trying to do it for you, Atlas Power, is this, my friend. First, I'm going to give you as much free information as I can. I'm going to put more on Freedom Lawson's website. Would that make it too big and too complex? Because people get lost. Ooh, it's too much, you know? So I got to be very careful not to make the website too unmanageable to find things you're looking for. So I'm trying to do as much as I can in a very slow, organized fashion. I give you a lot of information for free on our YouTube channel, which will be in this, on BitChute and Brighton also coming up soon. Two, under educational material tab of our website, which I've showed you, but I'll show you again, folks. Okay, here it is, folks. On the education materials tab, these links are opening education, income tax reward, so forth, how to stop income tax withholding. They give you a lot of stuff. You can how to stop income tax withholding on your own. How I write to Congress, I just showed you. Do as many of these things yourself, folks, as you want, as you can. And I'll promise you, if I got time, I'll put it up there. But I can only do so much, okay? And it's got to be proofread for grammatical spelling errors and sentence structure. This stuff takes time to do it right. Second thing is, folks, I provide courses and freedom packages to help you with this stuff as well. So if you go look at our website again under course packages, click on the double course, click on course packages, they come up. And folks, I got things for every budget, from the Royal Freedom Package and Simple Freedom Package are big ones that everybody wants. These are like the Rolls Royce and Ferraris and Lamborghinis that Freedom Muscle offers, to more affordable, you know, Chevys and Toyotas, Beginner's Freedom Package, Quick Start Freedom Package, and a basic VW Bug to get you started, a practical road to freedom level one. Okay? So, if folks, here's the thing, folks. I'm trying to make sure every budget is fulfilled. Okay? So if you work in, let's say, Walmart or McDonald's, making 10, 12 bucks an hour, do you expect to drive a Ferrari, a Lamborghini, or a Rolls Royce? No. You'd be happy just to have a Chevy or a Toyota or Honda get you to your job, or Subaru, right? So that's what I've done at the part. The level, the course I'm going to show you right now, here it is, called a Practical Road to Freedom, level one, is that very basic. Everybody should have at least be able to have basic transportation by this course, which is actually 9 classes. Here's it, what each class, about 2 hours and 40 minutes, covers each of them. Okay? Freedom, law, government, court system, income tax, law library, how to use it, how to respond to IRS letters, court documents, trial procedures, mock court, techniques and strategies for free living. There is a lot there. And it's only $300 for over 20 years, plus $20 shipping, okay? With the 100% unconditional 90-day money-back guarantee. Okay, remind me, James, we gotta make this bigger on our website, the money back guarantee language, okay? This, the people need to see that. Folks, you got nothing to lose. Nothing to lose by getting this course. Even if you're 10 bucks an hour working Walmart or McDonald's or Wendy's or Burger King. Money back guarantee, free rental for 3 months. I'll extend that if you need more time. Listen to it in your car. And as many times as you want, make sure you love it. It's helpful, useful to you. Otherwise, please send it back. I'll give you money back. You just risk the shipping part. That's it. But you got to have it, folks. You got to have it. Everybody got to have it. You're a 20-year-old young man out of high school, going to college, working at Burger King. That, start with that. You don't have $300? Fine. Send me a lonely $100 buck. Cash the mail, I'll send it to you, let you make payments on the rest. Now, how can I be any fairer than that, folks? I want to make everybody empower you as much as possible, right? So let's go back to the screen, and I'm going to give you other options for those of you interested, okay, what to do about it. That's a very good question, okay, I was asked. So the Quick Start for your package is a level one course with 1 hour consultation with me included. Sometimes people used to call me and say, Paymon, I don't have that much money, okay? And I want to do a, you know, 1 hour consultation with you, which you charge $250. And level one course is $320 with shipping. I want to get both. Which one should I get? I say, if you want that to get your questions answered about your particular situation, whatever you need to know, 1 hour with me. And as well as get the level one course, which has a lot of your questions answered there, I'll give them both to you and I'll give you discounts. Okay? It is only $490, saving you $80. We gotta make that big on the website, by the way, okay? The language, James, okay? Saving you $80 by getting a one-on consultation with me and the level one course both. That's all that is, okay? So what is the beginner's freedom package? This is a quick start freedom package plus letters you write to congressmen about the oath to uphold the Constitution and confront them with the whole income tax issue. You're going to get all these videos you see here, books of Joel Barrister and other material that are from Freedom Law School and others that really you need to have and know. Okay? It's like extra education material, books and videos. And this is only $900. James, you got to make this one bigger. Okay? $900. That's it. Less than $100. $1,000. This is a beginner's freedom package. And you have $900. Fine. Send me $300. Make payments on the rest. Quick Start Freedom Package, which is $490. Fine. You can send me only, you know, $170. You can make payments on that also. So money's not the issue, folks, okay? It's freedom. It's getting a peace, prosperity, love. Everybody gets to have the life they want, okay? By being knowledge, have the knowledge. So money's not an issue, okay? We got a question coming from area code number 228. Area code caller, well, I'll be with you. Hang in there. Let me finish this. I'll come to your question and call from area code 228 and other questions on YouTube. I'll get to all. Hang in there, folks, okay? Let's go back. Now, the next one, the Simple Freedom Package, now you're talking like a Ferrari, okay? Simple Freedom Package is the beginner's freedom package, but you're going to get now unlimited consultation. Anytime you have a question about anything about freedom, IRS, lawyer rights, free of charge. Any question, taxes, government harassment of you, no extra charge. No limit. You don't pay me $500 an hour, which I charge for my time. It's all included. And you're going to get an unlimited legal defense should the IRS or state tax agency try to come after you, put you in jail. Okay? I'll pay the attorney's fees, paralegal fees, transcripts. All that will be done. Trial, court of appeal. Okay? Now you're talking some serious, real, something important. This is only $5,000 to start. And $1,500 per year each year thereafter. So after the first year, it's only $1,500 per year. Just a little over $100 a month. So let me tell you, folks, ask you. Can you come up with $100 a month? This is about, I think, about $130 a month. That's it? To be free? First year, the $5,000, I know you got some of you got to make payment plans. I'll work with you. You can put half down or even $1,000 down, and I'll let you make monthly payments. No problem. Money's not the issue. Freedom for you is the main issue. We want to get you your freedom back, okay? So we're going to go back to the top of the line Lamborghini Rolls Royce of Freedom Law School, the Royal Freedom Package, okay? The IRS Peace of Mind Insurance. Okay, the only IRS peace of mind insurance in America, okay? Because now you get the Simple Freedom Package and Freedom Law School, we handle all situations when they want to come after you for money. Civil is money, not as criminal, but civil. Okay? Everything will be done for you. In other words, you get a letter from the IRS, email, fax, or mail it to Freedom Law School. The response will be emailed to you. You print it from your computer, sign it, mail it out. Get the response, same process. Give it to Freedom Law School. You'll get the response, email to you, sign, mail it. All be done for you. There's nothing like in America. No one's ever done. You can call Jackson Hewitt, H&R Block, tax law firms. They cannot do anything like this. Nobody has it. Freedom Law School is the only one has this all-inclusive, unlimited, no extra hourly charge to pay your CPA $300 an hour, to pay your tax lawyer $600 an hour to do stuff for you. What's the limit? Depends how much the IRS comes after you. You know? Well, I can't afford that unlimited $600 an hour budget. Well, here, you pay a fixed annual membership fee, and it's all handled for you. Okay? Here it is, folks. Roll off your package until end of January 2020. $7,000 for the first year, and it's going to go up to $8,000 effective February 1st, 2020. It's going to go up, by the way, January 2021 to $9,000 and January 2022 to $9,900. It's already scheduled, just giving you guys a heads up. For those of you who watch this video later on, wonder what it is, okay? And the renewal is $4,500 for Californians and $4,000 for people in all other states. Okay, so that's about $350 a month, you know, $4,000 a month, rough, $400 a month. That's it. Folks, let me ask you, if anybody makes over $50,000 a year, you can afford this. If you make $50,000 a year, which is equivalent to about $24 an hour or more, you can afford this. It's about priorities. You don't have the money, I'll let you make payments. Put half down, a quarter, or even $1,000 a month. You made $1,000 a month for 8 months, and then $4,000, $1,000 for the renewal, no problem. I'll work with you. But you're going to get the program of the simple and royal field package as you pay on. So the more quicker you pay it off, you'll get more of the benefits of the program included in there. Call Freedom Law School for more details. I got to go on, move on to people's questions, okay? So thank you for that. A very good question. Now, there's more questions. Someone else wants me to address IRS Code Section 770130. That's another topic class by itself, okay? I would love to do that, but you see, that's why I try to break it up. My help to the payment, don't take too long. Make this presentation short. So I'm trying to listen to them and make them short, cover that and other stuff like Social Security tax another week. So please tune in to the future Freedom Hour editions, and I will cover that for you again. Okay? Now, let's see. Resume and revoke, Steele Parham says, power of attorney from Social Security Administration. Okay. Look. You want to withdraw and revoke all contracts, starting with a born certificate? Steal. No matter what you do, Satan's Surveillance Department, Social Security Administration, will not take back the Satan's surveillance number that you got. It's forever on you. You can write them as many times as you want. They'll ignore you. So that don't work. Number one. Number two. Government is not by contract. It's by force. It's by force. Abraham Lincoln conquered the South and burned Atlanta down, raised it down with General Sherman, his general, by force. He had no authority or right under the Constitution to wage war against the South. He's the most destructive, evil president we ever had, who started destroying this country Then we had Roosevelt in 1930s, then we had Johnson in 1960s, and the Clintons in the 1990s. So that's not the reason why I'm doing this stuff to you. It's not some adhesion contract. I paid $1,500 back in 1992, still, for the package that told me this IRS is based upon its adhesion contract theory. So anyhow, it's not true. Let's go on. Okay. All right. I think I've covered the questions on here. We can go to the questions on Blog Talk Radio. I believe we have a call from area code number 228, right? Okay. So call from area code 228. Please tell me first your first name only for your privacy, okay? I don't want anybody to spy on you, the government, okay? They watch our programs. I have to assume that, okay? And then tell me if you have Freedom Law's Freedom Education Package, and then go ahead and ask your question.
My name is Matthew, and no, I don't have any of the packages, but I've followed your information in the past. And my question is in reference to the new W-4 form that they have drastically changed to make it more difficult to be able to put more money in your pocket. They've removed the personal exemptions, and what I was wanting was insight on that form and how I can utilize to my advantage as far as putting more money in my pocket like I did with the older form.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to Freedom Law's website. The answer, 80% number is there for you. Okay? So let's go to livefreedom.org, our website again. And let's go down under Education Materials tab to How to Stop Income Tax Withholding. Okay? When you click on that, here's a process to follow. James, we got to put the videos on this. There's audios here, by the way, okay, about this presentation, about how to stop income tax withholding. These audio presentations here I got here, they're going to be replaced with videos, okay, so you can see me go through this stuff a little bit better for you, okay? But anyhow, follow the process on this page, okay? And write your House Representative members. Here's a sample letters, instructions. On the Freedom Hour, I tell you how to do this stuff. Write to Congress, then 60 days later, write to your employer about the W-4 form does not apply to you at all in the first place. Okay? That's what you want to do. Now, I'm going to go online and bring out the IRS form, okay, W-4, that in 2020 change is actually better if you know what's going on, what to do. Here it is. I'm going to open it up. It's a PDF IRS form W-4. Let's open up, look at it. There it is. I'm going to make it bigger. Withholding, employees withholding certificate. Okay. Well, here we go. And I'm going to show you what the 2019 used to look like. By the way, you asked me a good question, Matthew. The old form, folks, that Matthew's referring to look like this. Okay. It was an instruction page on the top, and the very bottom third had this employment withholding allowance, and then further instructions were on the next page, okay? So you used to go online here in this form. Let me make it bigger for you guys. Here we are in the paragraph 7, the last part. You used to write exempt here, okay, very bottom of 7. Write exempt here. It used to be here in this box 7. But the new one doesn't have that. It looks different. It looks like this. Okay? So if you read the instructions on this form, it tells you right here the purpose of the form, under purpose, under exemption from withholding, bold right here. If you go down 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9th line, okay, if you claim what it starts saying. If you claim exemption, I'm sorry, 9, 10, 11, 12. 9, 10, 11, 12. On line 12, it says to claim exemption from withholding, certify that you meet both of the conditions above by writing exempt on Form W-4 in the space below Step 4C. then complete steps 1A, 1B, and 5, which are basically put your personal information at the top and sign at the bottom in 5. So what you do, you got to write exempt below where it says step 4C. So we're going to go right now to the form to see where it says below step 4C. And below step, the other one, sorry. Here's the right one. Back up. Here we go. Here's step 4C. Below this area, below this 4C right here, you'll write exempt here in big print and all caps. Okay? But that's not enough. First of all, I don't recommend any of you doing this. So make this kill, folks. Do I recommend any of you, including you, Matthew, do this without writing your congressman first? Okay? It's best if you write your congressman in addition to do this. Okay? Very, very clear. Because it strengthens your case. The government will not want to come try to put you in prison for stopping what they consider to be their automatic tax withholding that will make the other citizens, jurors, hold harder and pay more tax because you're not paying your fair share. That's how they portray the jury to convict you, put you away. Okay? So let's mute this down, please, guys. Okay, I'll tell you this question and answer, please. Okay? So, Matthew, I'm going to mute your sound for just a minute until, I'll cover this, that I ask some more of your questions. So, but what you should do in this, here in this area on the left, on step 4, is there's room here and here, and all these areas before, below B deductions and below extra withholding. You have to write language that says, basically, I'm not required to fill out this form by law. My employer is forcing me to fill out this form to get paid or to be hired. Okay? And then you write here, my employer is not a withholding agent as provided by law. Okay? And it's right on here, again, C 26 USC 7701A16. 1441, 1442, 1443, 1446. Okay? Now, folks, I cover this issue of withholding in another Freedom Hour. You're going to watch that on our YouTube channel. I'm not going to get into this in more detail, Matthew. I can't. I got to move on to other questions. But as far as this issue, I'm going to put this stuff down. I've been so busy, I got to put it down on our website too. But right now, that's as much I can give you on this question. Anything else?
No, that's all. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Okay. Any other questions, guys, from anybody? James, are we done for tonight for the Freedom Hour? Okay. Well, folks, thank you very much for calling in and supporting Freedom Mosque, folks. Your support is extremely important. You can support us by sharing these videos with your friends, text it to your friends. Okay, email it to them, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, Instagram. You know, get our information out, get our income tax reward flyer to people, ask them to try to collect the Freedom Loss of Income Tax Reward that a law professor Siegel couldn't collect and lost. Okay, you can do that. You can get our courses, Freedom Packages, which are going to help you live free. Whether you're a $10 an hour McDonald's worker, or you make $50,000 a year and more, we'll get you something that fits your budget and get you going, my friend, okay? So with that, thank you. I love you. And remember, freedom is not free. You have to pay a price. The Founding Fathers did. I invite you tonight, sleep on this. Sleep on this, folks. What price will I pay you to be free? What price am I willing to pay to be free? Yes, I want you to have more money in your pocket because it's yours by law. Yes, Matthew, it's your money. I want to help you get it. But it's more than just money. It's about freedom, about our rights, about our integrity as Americans and as human beings. Consider that in your dreams tonight. And be back with me next Thursday night. Thank you. Good night, my friends.
Stressful?
At the end, I was stressed.